USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump widened into a constitutional battle between the executive branch and Congress as Democrats officially subpoenaed White House officials and the president signaled his administration would not be cooperating. Trump said he would formally object to the impeachment investigation, even though he acknowledges that White House Democrats have the votes to proceed. Democrats warned that Trump is on a path of defiance, obstruction, and cover-up, and said defying their subpoena would be considered evidence of obstruction, potentially an impeachable offense. Trump said the resolution would likely pass the House, but he predicted it would backfire on the campaign trail for the Democrats.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
Three Democratic chairmen warned Trump in a letter accompanying the subpoena, stating Speaker Pelosi has confirmed that an impeachment inquiry is underway and is not for the White House to say otherwise. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney generals representing half the states and lawyers for more than 500 local governments blasted the terms of Purdue Pharma's offer to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's opioid crisis in court filings that also said the company had funneled over $13 billion to its controlling family. Their legal filing said the tentative deal does not contain an admission of wrongdoing from the members of the Sackler family, who would not stop family members from future misconduct and wouldn't force them to repay money they pocketed from their illegal conduct. The documents say the members of the Sackler family made $12 to $13.5 billion from Purdue from profits made from the signature painkiller OxyContin. The roar of the four engines, the plexiglass nose, the bristling machine guns. For history buffs and aviation enthusiasts, few thrills compare with that of a flight aboard an aircraft like the B-17 Flying Fortress, the World War II bomber that helped smash the Nazi war machine. But a deadly crash in Connecticut this week of one of the very same B-17s has cast doubt over the band of brothers and sisters who enjoy riding in vintage planes and raises questions of whether machinery over 70 years old should be flying passengers. The propeller-driven 1945 bomber went down at the Hartford Airport, killing 7 of the 13 people aboard after the pilot reported the engine trouble on takeoff. The cause of the fiery wreck is still under investigation. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.